shouldn't mess around, but I think that I'm in too deep. It's getting warm and I won't keep going. I was a teenage soldier. Who's the weirdest kid they ever met on this? Sort of feels like I'm high enough,
but that's not the problem.
Ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get
used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to
get away, get away, get away, head for the sun. It's me. How's it going? I just wanted to say, this is Observe Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's Lord.
And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up. But when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us.
Hi again, Mom.
Do we all want to reintroduce ourselves? There's some guests, I think.
There are some new guests. My usual co-host is out of commish today on account of exam season. So I have... It is pretty spooky. Whoa! Hang on a second there.
We got some background jams.
Wait, what? I don't know what's going on. Okay, I figured it out. Technical difficulties. So, I have two very special guest stars tonight. If you would like to introduce yourself and say your star sign and what you're going to be for Halloween tomorrow.
I'm Will. I'm a Virgo.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I've been told. And tomorrow for Halloween, I'm going as the scariest thing I can think of. Exam taking Will.
Whoa. What does that entail, Will?
It's just me making really sad faces in a room in Anderson.
Mm-hmm. We hate to see it. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go as a spooky ghost.
That's super spooky. Like sheet with eye holes cut out ghost?
Like Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, nice. Spooky ghost. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Nice. Great. Who are you?
I am Vib.
Hi, Vib.
Hi. So my star sign. Core into co-star. I'm a double Gemini.
Double Gemini.
Double. Crazy, right? Wild.
That makes me not trust you. If I did before, I don't anymore.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. tomorrow for Halloween, I have this like Minions onesie that like is just like laying in my room.
Okay.
Probably gonna throw that on. Go to Chipotle. Get my $4 burrito.
You can get a $4.
Yeah.
I'm so gonna do that in my full Mamma Mia costume.
If you go in costume to Chipotle.
Oh, I'm so
PSA,
doing
guys.
That.
PSA.
Okay, that's our PSA.
That is our PSA.
That's our PSA. If you go to Chipotle tomorrow in costume, you get a $4 burrito.
That's the best thing I've learned all week.
That's literally the best
You're
thing
so
I learned
welcome,
all week.
Everyone. You're so welcome.
I've been in classes all week. Nuh-uh. Nothing has been as good as learning I could get
that's
a
gonna,
$4
that's gonna
burrito.
That's going to cure exam will. That's going to cure exam
you're right.
taking will.
I think exam will be super sad and down in the dumps, and then it'd be like, oh, but guess what I get later? $4
burrito. $4
burrito. Heck yeah.
That's literally going to be by tomorrow. Very excited. Thank you for saving me the scaredness.
Of course.
Exam scaries. Spooky scaries. I'm Anna. I'm a Libra. And just my Mamma Mia costume was so good, even though I did it last weekend, because there are technically two Hollow weekends. I have to do it again, because also everyone else in the costume's pants, so it's like five of us doing this costume, and their pants didn't come, the gold shiny Ooh. Pants, and so we need to get the picture of all of us in our Mamma Mia costumes. It's very important to me.
And we're gonna wear it again for a TDC.
Yeah, I know, because I'm also doing a Mamma Mia themed TDC.
If you didn't know already. If you didn't.
PSA.
I have one more PSA.
We're doing a lot of good for the public.
Do you
want
to listen to a song after that?
Absolutely.
One more PSA. PSA, you should vote.
Voting.
Vote. Democracy.
That's cool. It's like your most basic right as a citizen of a democratic country. So please exercise it.
I can't vote
here. So
why is that, Will?
Please vote for me. I'm from Canada.
What?
So everyone get out there and vote on Will's sake.
On behalf of me. I don't care who you vote for, as long as you do vote. Thanks.
This has been a public service announcement from 91.5 FM WMFO.
Preserve Tufts Jams.
Freeform Radio. I just turned off the music.
I nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All the lights,
top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
Get into Steely Dan. I want to ask my lovely guest host co-stars here. What is your favorite scary movie in light of Spooky Halloween?
Oof. All right, I'm gonna have to go with Hereditary right now. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but
Hereditary. Oh, Hereditary.
Yeah, relatively recent. I think I saw it over the summer with one of my housemates. Honestly, probably like the only movie that I've seen come out of the theater been like, I am never watching that movie again. Just because like, it's just such raw horror. It's like not really anything like jump scary or anything. There's just like a lot of like build up, like tension. There's a lot of like family drama, and then like the supernatural stuff sort of hits. And then you're like, what is going on? and then everything just like comes to like this like climactic end, and it just like takes you for.
Don't spoil
it. I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying. Okay. It just like comes. It takes you on this ride.
Terrifying.
Sounds pretty spooky.
I'll have to watch it later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's spooky territory.
Hereditary?
Hereditary.
Not even spooky anymore.
I think it got like 90-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
Like, when it came out.
I want to see like Cabin in the Woods, whatever that one is.
I would recommend. It's not traditionally
scary. I really liked Get Out.
Get Out was really good.
Get Out's
more of like a thriller,
though. You'll probably like Cabin in the Woods. It has a lot of twists and turns. It's quite good.
My
favorite right now is called It Follows.
Oh, my God.
Really scary film.
So
the premise is pretty much the name. There's this thing that just follows people.
Wow.
And it's always coming after you.
Wow.
And I won't spoil it too much, but it's got some like underlying tones that are... you know, legit takes on real life instead of just being scary. So check it out. Don't watch it with your parents.
Not really PG friendly.
Yeah. It's like watching the first episode of Game of Thrones with your parents.
You don't want to do that.
Or like the opening scene of Wolf of Wall Street with your parents.
Definitely a no-go.
PSA, another one. Game of Thrones with your parents. My favorite scary movie, I don't really like scary movies. But over the summer, me and Jess and Rohini would watch scary movies in the daytime because we were too scared to watch them at night. Mm. And by scary movies, I mean like we watched Silence of the Lambs and The Shining, but it was a little too campy because the special effects were not realistic anymore. And I know that like in the day, they were super realistic and super spooky, but I was very disenchanted by it. I was like, is Jack really gonna come after me with an axe? No.
Because
also, Wendy looks like a little noodle. She looks like a string bean running away from him. And it's not very convincing.
I don't think we're gonna get that image out of my head now.
What?
Wendy as a string bean.
She's a literal string bean. I'll show you a picture of her and we can discuss.
That scene in the bathroom with the lady, that's terrible.
Oh, that is spooky.
Yeah.
That's super spooky, for sure. So, things to think about.
Things to think about.
Here's more horns.
Yeah.
So we'd like to make an announcement, a public service announcement, about autumn outdoor exercise.
It is seasonal from September 1st to November 30th. So after November 30th, disregard. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. Stop.
If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike.
Use your feet to go places instead of your car.
Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air. Reduce stress and improve your health. ...
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
So, in light of that public service announcement, let's discuss what our favorite autumn outdoor activities are. For me, a nice brisk walk, perhaps a bike ride.
My top one, definitely. It's trying days right now with all this rain, but a bike ride down to the Charles River and then all the way along it, cross the bridge over by the Museum of Science, and then all the way back. Incredible.
I've never done that before. That sounds magnificent.
Leaves changing, boats out on the water, lots of people hanging out, walking their dogs. It's quite lovely.
It sounds really picturesque.
That does sound lovely and picturesque. Mm. I love the good crunch you get under your boot
when you step on a nice crisp leaf. Crispy.
Yeah. Right.
That's another public service announcement. Tufts is removing all of the leaves from the Prez lawn today.
I didn't know about this.
We've been noticing it, okay?
It's a concerted effort to remove fall from this campus.
They're actually trying to erase the fall identity that this campus
so
is
first
trying.
They take out the trees from Boston Ave,
and now they take the leaves that make the Prez lawn so freaking beautiful.
What am I supposed to take pictures of now?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe yourself? I don't know. That's not as fun as the autumnal colors.
I'm not nearly as good looking as that.
As the autumnal colors. I agree. Yeah. I'm sorry to say it, but I agree. So our other PSA is that write the Tufts administration if you happen to be a student and or an alumni and or a parent who has a stake in their children's education at this school. Or if you're just a Medford Somerville resident, we'd love to hear from you as well. But I think we need this madness to stop now. We need the leaves to stay on the ground.
On the ground.
We need to crunch. We need it.
I would love to crunch. But I
hashtag
right
keep Tufts crispy.
Hashtag keep Tufts crispy.
I also heard that hashtag in freshman year when they tried to get rid of frosted flakes from the dining hall.
I remember that.
Why would they ever try to get rid of frosted flakes in the dining hall?
It's unhealthy.
The administration is out to get us.
All in air quotes.
All in air quotes. You guys didn't see it because,
you know, people say I have the face for radio. It's a joke.
My dad's told me that multiple times.
So get out there on social media, ladies and gents, and hashtag keep Tufts crispy. Justice for autumnal colors.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
I love to share them. I wanna go presence won't be in your present. How you acting is adolescent. We need to get it together. We used to be so luminescent. Now it's so fucking depressing.
Thank you. Reaching out to can early morn, feeling something's wrong. Time taking, I'm moving on. Light won't let me sleep. Wish these days of the week would fade out.
Gave your love away. gave you love away. I gave you love away. No, 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 no. I had to give up, yeah, I had to give up. I gave you love away. I gave you love away. Gave you love away. I gave you love away.
Coming to the end of an hour here on Preserve Jams. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What do you an have hour any, it's been.
What an hour it's what been. Hour. Do you have any parting remarks, Fib?
You know, Anna, really the only thing I have to say is keep Tufts crisp.
Keep Tufts crisp. If you've been with us this whole hour, you understand.
You
we all understand.
Saying. You already know.
So, work that hashtag. Hashtag keep Tufts crispy.
And get out there and vote. Democracy.
Democracy is so important.
All our PSAs. Just all of them.
Just remember all the PSAs that we talked about today. And you'll have a fruitful week until we're back next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Goodbye.